students who will be listening to this of all walks, maybe those who plan to go into some form of ministry? Are there words of wisdom that you impart to them?
Well, I would do it again, I can tell you that. Particularly, the one thing the Unitarian Church afforded me was great freedom. And then to be able to stay with a bunch of people for decades, teaching and preaching if you've got a congregation to preach to. It's a love affair. People know you and you know them. As Emerson said, the problem he had with the preacher in Concord that snowy day he went to church that time, and said it seemed like this guy never experienced anything. Well, to really preach is to pass through the fires of thought everything that's happened to you, everything you know, everything you see. It's open. I mean, to no other profession can I imagine. Everything I read, everything I know, everything I learn, it all applies. Everybody I meet, every story I tell, you know, all the stories I know. Where else are you going to have that kind of intimacy, that kind of exchange between one human being, not one human being, many human beings? Another. I got lucky one time when I was in Meadville, Pennsylvania, and that was before there were super highways going back and forth between Pittsburgh. So it took 2 or 3 hours to go to the airport, and I ended up with Eric Fromm, the famous psychologist, psychotherapist. So I got to spend a little time with him, and he was telling me, well, you cannot do, it's got to be one-on-one. I said, no way. A congregation's even better, because there's a group dynamic as well as a personal relationship that goes on here that is unparalleled. I mean, I can't think of anything else, because you surround it with architecture, you surround it with music, you surround it with poetry, and the whole culture comes to bear. Now, where else and in what other profession? But it has to be this open one. It can't be the closed one, because then it becomes dogmatic. You say, God is love. What does that mean? I remember one of my last sermons at that congregation says, I've had about all the love I can stand. God is love. What does that mean? That means that the relationship between one person and another, one people and another, is not dogmatic, not legalistic. It is not proscribed. It's the trouble I have with the Republican Party, for example, is they keep trying, you know, if we could just get rid of the government, everything will be all right. The fundamental relationship is one-to-one, or people-to-people. That's what that means.
Yeah.
And that's worth talking about.
You spun off. You did the one in North Tulsa, but you spun off Hope Unitarian Church, which is South Tulsa, which is a viable church today.
That was done because the original plan, when they moved from the downtown church to Peoria, the planning for that church was for a congregation of 750. Well, we got over 1,000. We were rapidly moving well beyond. They had said in the long-range plan that when it got to be 700, 750, then they would start another church. So, that's what we did. That was the long-range plan, so that's what we did. I remember there was Ted Kowalski. We went to a planning at Western Hills Lodge for over a weekend, and the membership committee had a separate meeting, and they came up and he said, we're going to have a baby. And that was Hope Church.
What's your response when somebody walks up to you and says, should I join this church?
Only one reason to join, support it.
And I don't believe in God.
Neither do I, probably. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that. If you'll tell me what kind of God you believe in, chances are I don't believe it either.
That's
Is that
right.
a legitimate response to
it's
that
It's a
question?
Legitimate response, yeah. God, the word God, as I say, there was a time when I wasn't going to use it because theological language was loaded. It's like poetry. It points to something else. And you try to define it. It's no good anymore. God is simply a sign for something that we have no good explanation for.
That's probably why the Jews don't pronounce it.
That's exactly why they don't pronounce it. Exactly.
You had another quote. Nothing is as immoral as a moralistic man.
In my opinion, this is the proper interpretation of Adam and Eve. why they got out. You know, they could tell the difference between right and wrong. Anybody can tell the difference between right and wrong as if they were God is at it. There is nothing as immoral as a moral man.